All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're looking at Liquify.
Okay.
DeFi is getting really popular, and Liquify is a platform that's really trying to bridge the gap between institutional investors and DeFi.
Yeah.
You want to learn more about DeFi? So we're going to take a deep dive into Liquify, and it's doing some very interesting things with something called leveraged liquidity provisioning.
Right.
So imagine you're a liquidity provider. And you want to maximize your returns on a decentralized exchange,
Okay.
Liquify lets you borrow funds from these institutional investors to supercharge your position.
Interesting.
So you can amplify your potential profits.
I see.
Kind of like taking out a loan to invest, but in the world of DeFi.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So that's the basic concept. But I think we need to dig in a little deeper here.
Sure.
I'm curious about this safe haven aspect for the institutional investors.
Okay.
What makes them see Liquify as less risky than, say, directly buying Bitcoin?
Well, that's the really interesting part about Liquify. It's not offering them direct exposure to crypto prices. Instead, they generate yield by tapping into the inherent demand for liquidity on decentralized exchanges. So think of it like this. Even if Bitcoin goes up or down, people still need to trade it right. That's where liquidity providers come in. Liquify is helping them do it more efficiently.
So the investors are essentially earning fees from facilitating those trades, regardless of which direction the market's going.
Exactly. They're providing the capital that LPs use to grease the wheels of these decentralized exchanges. And those fees can be pretty attractive, especially when you consider that traditional yields are often close to zero.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep.
Okay, so that makes sense for the institutional investors. Now, what about our liquidity providers?
Sure.
You mentioned earlier something about customizable leverage and risk management tools.
Right.
That sounds very powerful, but it also sounds potentially risky.
Yeah.
Can you break down how that actually works within Liquify?
Of course.
Like, for example, what happens when you set a stop loss order?
Let's say, for example, you've borrowed funds and you're providing liquidity for ETHIST trading pair. With Liquify, you can set a stop loss order directly within their smart contracts, which automatically monitors the price of ETH.
Interesting.
And if the price drops to your predetermined level, the smart contract will automatically close your position. Sell your ETH to minimize your
So it's
losses.
like an automated safety net.
Exactly.
Role does a liquidity provider actually have over their assets and leverage within Liquify?
Liquify actually gives LPs a lot of control. They choose which assets they want to provide as liquidity, which assets they want to borrow to leverage their positions, and how much leverage they want to use. They can adjust all these parameters at any time, based on their risk appetite and market conditions.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right.
Now let's talk about the fees.
Okay.
How much are LPs paying for this leveraged boost? And how does that flow back to the institutional investors?
The fee structure is quite transparent. LPs pay a fee on the assets they borrow, calculated as a percentage of the borrowed amount. This fee is then distributed to the institutional investors based on their contribution to the pool and the duration of their deposit.
It's interesting how Liquify is trying to create this symbiotic relationship between these two groups of participants.
Yes.
You mentioned Liquify being an essential component of DeFi.
Yes.
Why is liquidity provisioning so vital in the decentralized finance space?
Well, think of it this way. Liquidity is the fuel that keeps the DeFi engine running. Decentralized exchanges can only function effectively if there are enough assets available to buy and sell. Without sufficient liquidity, trading becomes expensive and inefficient, which hinders the growth of the entire ecosystem.
So Liquify is helping to attract that much needed capital into the DeFi space by providing a way for these institutional investors to participate without taking on the volatility of the crypto market directly.
Precisely, and by attracting a wider range of participants, Liquify can potentially make the DeFi ecosystem more robust and resilient, as you have players with different risk tolerances and investment strategies all contributing to the overall liquidity.
So for our listener who's really looking to take their DeFi knowledge to the next level, what are the key takeaways, the potential benefits and drawbacks of this whole Liquify system?
For liquidity providers, Liquify offers a way to potentially amplify their profits, but it's important to understand the risks involved and use leverage responsibly.
Yeah.
They also need to be comfortable with the technical aspects of interacting with smart contracts and managing their positions on a decentralized platform.
That's a good point.
For institutional investors, Liquify presents a unique opportunity to access yield from the DeFi space without directly exposing themselves to the volatility of crypto assets.
Hmm.
However, it's a relatively new platform,
right?
And it's important to carefully assess the risks and understand how the platform operates before investing any significant capital.
Excellent summary. As we wrap up, here's a final thought for our listener to ponder. Imagine a future where platforms like Liquify become the norm. Could this lead to a scenario where traditional financial institutions start integrating with DeFi protocols, perhaps even offering similar services to their own customers?
Interesting.
It definitely makes you think about the future of finance and where this is all heading. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Liquify. We'll see you next time.